The epistle appointed to be read for this Sunday within the octave is also the Sunday, the day of the holy name of Jesus, is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are on trial today about a good work done to a cripple, as to how this man had been cured, be it known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God has raised from the dead, even in this name does he stand before you sound. This is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, when 8 days were fulfilled from the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus, for this feast day's Holy Gospel. First of all, this morning, my beloved people, last night, in the home of our Ethan and Alexis Mühlbauer, they usually go to the Birmingham Chapel. They come up here quite often. Their little few-month-old baby died. Let us pray for the parents, Ethan and Alexis Mühlbauer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. May Almighty God bless them. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At such moments such as this is when our holy and true and beautiful Catholic religion comes to our assistance. No question, beyond question, this baby is in heaven. And we know it. And we pray, we can pray to that baby, because that baby is a saint. And the gift was made by the mother and father to our Blessed Mother, who no doubt, on the last day of the octave of the Feast of the Holy Innocents, held this baby in her arms as she presented it to God himself. Nothing could be more beautiful. Indeed, indeed. Certainly, the parents are suffering Yet it is there's something gladsome about their suffering because they know. This is the second time this has happened to us. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost, Amen. Today is the feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. There are so many things that could be said today, so very many things. We also have to bring to mind today the glorious feast of the Epiphany, which is Tuesday of this week. These are two great, large feast days. And today we also must bring it to mind and keep in mind the position of our Blessed Mother, the position that she held, actually, that she holds, I should say rather, that she holds on these two occasions. In today's bulletin, there are two or three items that I heartily recommend to you to study. But before I forget, let us look at the announcements first to make sure that I do not, as I usually do, forget something. There is no catechism class today. On today's bulletin is attached a sheet to parents of the children who are to be, of the people, children who are to be confirmed as we begin our preparation for the confirmation, which is to be on the second Sunday of this, no, on January the 25th. I ask you to pray for, to begin your prayers for those to be confirmed. I ask you also to pray for the bishop who is to come here to do the confirming. He's a young man, a promising man. He's not been bishop very long. He comes here from Mexico to do so. There will be the usual monthly meeting of oblates this morning. After Mass this morning, we will sing two verses of the hymn that is indicated in today's bulletin. We now, I think, my beloved people, need to begin to get more seriously minded about our awesome responsibilities. I might say that you, dear people, are here by way of a vocation. It is not by accident that you are here, that God has given you a grace. Not that you are any better than anybody. Not that we are any better than anybody. But I speak to you, you who are here in this room this morning together with me. Not that I exclude anybody else, but that you are the ones that I speak to. And that you are here by way of a vocation, no question. And what is your vocation? Your vocation, first of all, is to save your immortal souls. That's your vocation to begin with. Then, my beloved people, it is your vocation to live the faith, the true faith, which Almighty God has given to you by way of His holy grace. And you will find also in today's bulletin that it is unfortunate that there are those whom certainly you know, and certainly we know, who have no longer the gift of the sensus catholicus, which we speak of so often. In today's bulletin, that is printed. The sense of faith. They've lost their faith. Not through their own fault, beginning wise, but who have lost their faith through whatever. But worst of all, that these same people whom you know and whom we know do not know that they do not know their holy religion, and that their holy religion is significant and means something to them. That's why I use the word vocation to you. It's a holy gift. It is a gift to the grace of God that in these days we have to speak of that. We start a new year. It is a new beginning. And as you know, and have spoken of it, talked about it, have read about it, have heard about it, meditated on it, the future is filled with clouds, and we're all afraid. We all are full of wonderment. And we don't know exactly just what we are to do. And so we begin this year with that feeling. We must, first of all, to overcome that, must turn to our holy religion, to our holy faith, as we place our hope and trust in Almighty God. I said that we are going to go into certain areas during the course of this year as we try to form within ourselves a better understanding of our religious interior life. We speak here usually only of the interior life. We're not interested in all of the other hoop-de-do and argumentation and whatever you want to call it that goes on wherever and however and whenever. There's only one thing that you, in your vocation, must be only aware of and put first emphasis upon it, and that is the salvation of your immortal souls. What does it profit you? What does it profit anybody to go about gathering up the useless pebbles of our earth? I don't think there's any point in history that has pointed out that there's been anybody who's ever left this earth and took with him or her any single pebble that belongs to this planet. So why bother with something that you're not going to keep? There's nothing eternal about anything that is here and now. A little baby that went to heaven last night told us that. So, what must we be completely concerned about and only concerned about? That is that which is eternal. And what is eternal? You. You are eternal. We here are eternal. And what we and how we prepare ourselves for that eternity is terribly important. And it is not a matter of taking it or leaving it as you feel or wish, but it is a matter of all the most serious consideration. Does that mean that you have to radically change your way of life? Radically, I use the word. No, not at all. But it does mean that you have taken whatever it is that you do. As you said before, if you just stoop over to pick up a straw, something no more important than that, but that you do it for the love of God, that little action becomes important. So everything you do, whatever it is, whatever, must be done for the love of God. That is where our salvation will take us, where work toward our salvation will take us. So as we start this new year, let us be very mindful of what we are about, and that our holy faith, the things that we have to be particularly concerned about in the observance of our holy faith, and only those, because they are all embracive. Number one, these are pointed out in today's bulletin. First of all is what we believe in, our creed. Who invented the creed? Did any of us, did I, or any of us? Indeed not. These things, these items go completely back. Our creed, the very words of the Our Father that were taught us by our Lord Jesus Christ, the Ten Commandments, and the Seven Sacraments. These are where our faith resides, and where we have to go and look to know how to do and what to do and when to do. Nothing else matters. So we try to present things as they need to be presented, and I ask you, as I always do, to study the bulletin. Study it carefully, Sunday for Sunday. Be prepared. Next week, next Sunday, we will take over, we'll go to our usual custom of the blessing of the homes, the blessing of our houses. We will have blessed chalk available next Sunday. It will be blessed on the Feast of the Epiphany. And we will bless it here, the first part, and then the second part of this great blessing takes place in your own homes by the father of that household, of the mother which the father is missing, or the senior member. And the blessing continues there, and you know what to do. It's in the living of our holy faith that the peace and joy of heaven reaches us. It is not in the baubles of our earth that we must be concerned, the finer things that we have at our disposal. The finer things that we have at our disposal will not assist us, or me, if it's in my case, will not assist me one iota. I will not be judged by the finer things of life that I have accumulated unto myself. The only thing that's fine about our life that we should look for and look to be provided for, is anything that has to do with the salvation of my soul. The finer things that I look at because I am accustomed to those fine things will assist me not at all, but rather will be to my condemnation before God, because I've put the finer things, the pebbles of our earth, before that which was more necessary, the salvation of my eternal soul. You are now, once created, you become eternal. Forever shall you be. And not that I wish to bring up something that would be sensitive, but again, I want to go to the little baby of last night. How unexpected. The little baby was taken up by an angel and put into the arms of the Blessed Mother. What, my precious people, could be more beautiful than that? What? You tell me. And when I take and compare that with some of the things that we go after, I wonder. I wonder what it is in us that thinks, when I make such a comparison. We, during this year, we don't worry about good resolutions. They're foolishnesses of the age. You make them today and forget about them tomorrow. But we, during this year, no resolution, but a constancy of mind, a commitment of soul, an awareness of our soul, and do something about it. There again, we must come to an understanding of what we mean by when we use the word soul. Sometimes in the use of it, in the translation of it, or however, we might think that the soul is just something that we put on, like a medallion or a ribbon or something, and that we're interested in saving that. The soul that I call soul, or the thing that I call soul, is me. Me. And that the souls that we speak of in heaven, people, the people who might say, we haven't to this point here, but elsewhere it could be said, the people who sat in, I can say it in those pews, because those pews that you're sitting in are quite old. The people who sat in those pews where you are sitting right now, they sat there once upon a time. They are now sitting, hopefully, please God, on the chairs that are signed up in the presence of the throne of Almighty God. There are still people there before God. So, dear people, as we, dear ones of God, please be mindful of what we must be about and pray. Resort to prayer, to a life of prayer. There you'll find peace, beloved people.